What up, podcast world? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Dude, we got a good one in store for you, and I actually feel pretty good about this one because we're back home, we're back in the den, and we get a chance to wild out. I feel good about this. I had a great run talking with some famous and or musical friends in the last few podcasts, but you know, sometimes it just feels good to come back home. And that means also somebody else may be joining me. We have somebody else, and we're getting back to the usual business of the podcast. But speaking of business of the podcast, we got to get down and we got to pay some bills, man. We got a few sponsors this week, but before we get into that, I want to say thanks to all of those who went to samshownation.com. Click the donate button on the homepage or the current promotions page, and they gave. Those who haven't still can. You can click the button and give as your heart's content. You guys keep the free funny free. I mean, you guys knock down server costs. You guys pay for pretty much a lot of the external stuff that you don't see on the Just Talking Sam podcast. And it's a labor of love, and it's crowdsourced. And I'm glad you guys do it because you guys are awesome for doing that. And those who want to be awesome, all you got to do is go to samshownation.com, click the donate button, and give as your heart's content. If you got a dollar to $3.5 billion, it's all accepted. It's all worth whatever you think will make you a good person. Give to Just Talk With Sam Show at samshownation.com. Also, speaking of sponsors, look, we talking PetSmart. Yeah, we talking first sponsor is PetSmart. Look, it's springtime. You want to get out there and you want to be with your pets, your dog, your cat, your fish, reptile, Gila monster. Hamster, whatever you got. Look, it's springtime for them too. If you go to samshownation.com on the current promotions link and click the PetSmart logo, you can save up to 25% on thousands of store items online now through, well, next week is, depending on when you listen to this. It is the spring saving sale. You guys, you know, can go ahead and hook up your pets. Let's face it. Another deal. Free shipping on anything you buy over $59. It don't even have to be $60. Free shipping, man, on anything you buy. If you got $60, if you got $59, we got you on shipping. And that's a good deal, man. Anyway, you slice. So go to samshownation.com, hit the PetSmart link, and shop for your pets. Second off is the good folks at Amazon.com. Look. Go to samshownation.com, click the Amazon link. Sometimes they may not have everything for your pets. You may not want it, but you may not have a pet. But whatever you want, I guarantee, is on Amazon.com. And let's face it, you don't go on Amazon anyway. It's the internet, you're shopping, that's how it usually works. You're going to go on Amazon, and you're going to buy something. Only thing we ask is that you go to just go to samshownation.com. Click the Amazon link and shop as you normally would. We get a little kickback, and that helps us with server costs and all of those stuff I just mentioned beforehand. And lastly, look, Mother's Day is right around the corner. Now, granted, mothers are important here on Just Talk With Sam Show. I got a mama. You got a mama. Everyone has a mama. And my guess is a mother. Well, my guess is a mother for a different reason. But she's also a mother. Only thing we ask you to do, in a few weeks, you'll have to celebrate your mother. So go to flowers.com on samshownation.com. Click the link and get your mother some flowers. And it could be any type of flowers, any type of bouquets. Flower.com pretty much got it all. If you got roses, your tulips, your glass vases, and same day shipping. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't be that guy. Waiting till the last minute, getting that CVS gift, that gas station gift. You don't want to be that person. And they got little plans. They got balloons. You can get fruit, chocolate. Personally, I got my mama one of these last year, and everything was smooth. I think we still talk. Actually, I know we still talk. I think everything is pretty much cool. Different packages for your mom or your mother or whoever. in your life, and you can go ahead and do it by going through samfieldnation.com, clicking the flowers.com link. Go ahead, check that out. All right, it's enough horn this week. I gotta say, I'm really anxious to get back in the den and talk how we normally talk on the Just Talk with Sam show, and we just get into it. But you'll see what it is, and I guess in about a minute and a half. So I'll see you in a few. This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Right, review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all is listening, we never write this out.
Man, I gotta say, like I said in the intro, man, it's good to be back in the den, man. It's good to be back. We have done, for some of the new listeners here who's just listening to me, my name is Sam. I'm the host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, it's good to be back in the den, our base of operations. I have been reading the tweets. We have a lot of new listeners. And this is how we get down. It's like we get a chance to reset and reintroduce. And there's no better way to reintroduce is number two on this mic, who actually took a nice leave of absence, a nice 2 month leave of absence.
It has been two months.
You was only supposed to take a goddamn month off.
Well, it ain't my fault. We had
success. Hey, whoa. Let's introduce her, the lovely Tasha. But before we hit her, music, we'll hit her music as a way of saying thank you. Yo, yeah. It's only one way to do it.
Welcome back.
Wow, really?
Welcome back.
Thank you, honey. So sweet.
Welcome back. Welcome back. The names have been changed.
Pretty much. We have new names.
Your dreams have remained and they've turned around. Can I shut this off now?
No.
Welcome back, Tasha.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we need ya. Alright, I'm serious. Well, we tease her a lot, right, but we got her on the spot. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yeah, for right now. Welcome back to the podcast. And since you back, I would like you. Well, you could thank all your affiliates that. Oh, Jesus Christ. The list of people who filled in.
Not necessarily filled in. First, I want to shout out to Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for attending the garbage show on my behalf. I'm sure you enjoyed it. Shout out to garbage.
We don't get into the garbage show.
Who do we have on the show? Sax Appeal.
Red Tape Riot.
Red Tape Riot. Even though I was in the building for Red Tape Riot.
You was in the building, but yeah. Hold on. We have compiled a list of some of the people you have missed since you've been gone. Can I say off mic? You technically haven't been gone because you... Like I've said in previous podcasts, you've done a lot of the online stuff and view.
I've been working, even though I haven't been on mic. So I really have not been off.
And as far as bringing her, every replacement that she had, she has been bringing on those replacements. But here's who you missed.
Oh, let's hear this.
In order. Technically, you have not been on mic for these. Shotgun Soul.
I was in the building.
You was in the building, but you haven't been on mic. So, Shotgun Soul of Mice and Musicians. Karen Hubbard, Mayday. Hershey's, her second time around. You.
That was right after the baby.
That was, Sax Appeal, Red Tape Riot, and the latest Garbage. Did I miss anybody? No, that was about it. That was the last time you was on mic.
There's people that don't know why I was gone. I don't know if he said
Oh,
it.
Well, we couldn't crack that code, but anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, I have been MIA because me and Mr. Just Talking With Sam himself made a little Just Talking With Sam. And mm-hmm. He was born on February 25th, coming in the world, not Aww. Crying.
Child of rap, just the other day.
Weighing 7 pounds, 12 ounces.
Me
you may hear him say something in the background.
Say,
but
that's a he's supposed to be asleep.
He's supposed to be asleep, but he's up now watching TV.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's, you know, he's not on mic, so he's fine.
So but, y'all may hear a little peek from him every now and again. But yes, we had a baby.
Yep.
So?
And I have been doing all the heavy lifting for this goddamn podcast. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, well, seriously. Even though right after I had the baby, I was still working and making sure the show still
You
ran.
Sent an email.
So what? I had a C-section.
You still sent an email.
Okay, women that had a C-section. Because y'all email into my husband.
Just talk with Sam at gmail.com. All right, then.
Email the show and let him know the traumatic experience of having a C-section. Because he doesn't believe my cautionary tale.
And speaking of emails, I mean, to our guests who have been gracious enough to help us out with this show, I want to say thanks to you guys, man. And I am a guy with a horseshoe up my ass. Yeah, that's the really only way to describe our good fortune as of late, me having a horseshoe up my ass. And I guess you had a horseshoe up your ass, too, to have some phenomenal talent such as Red Tape Riot, such as Shotgun Soul. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm not making light of other guests, even garbage, just having great predominant guests show up on this show. But I like this show because we get a chance to reset.
You should like your show.
Well, I like my show, but I like this one in particular because we get back to the den, we get back to doing what we normally do.
I get to work and partially lay down. This is awesome.
Well, granted, I'm not finna play inside
no,
basketball
no,
with
no,
you
no,
because
no, 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 this is a platform where you can be honest.
It's
say
my show. I better
say.
Be fucking on it. All right, here's what we got to do. We have to do some things. One of the things we have to do is the mountain of shit we didn't get done while we was off hobnobbing with our new friends, our new musical friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not all musical, you know. K Hub, you know, she's not technically, she knows about music, but anyway, I think it's only fair with you being back, give people a taste of what they miss. We talk about anything, anybody. I love the den setting because we get a chance to wild out, we get a chance to act the ass. Because, you know, a little bit when we had guests, we on our best behavior. To some degree, we're on our best behavior. We still cuss. Don't get it twisted. But back in the day, there's not a lot of rules. And that's pretty much what the foundation of this show is. It still is. But it's like we got to play nice with people who don't exactly know us.
Why do we have to play nice?
With people who don't exactly know us. Like, Shirley Mann's from... All right. Look, I don't want to spend a lot of time on the other stuff, but I got to say, man, the Shirley Mann shit, that was cool, man. That was cool, and I did fanboy out, like, a lot.
You always fanboy out.
To this degree, but this woman had a hand in shaping who the fuck I am today. The goddamn Terminator. I am the only man who made the Terminator smile. That's what the fuck I'm talking about right there. Right there. I'm the only man. You know what? In the Sarah Connor Chronicles, nobody else did that shit. But let's get back to the free funding, what we usually do. We get off the cuff, and we got a lot of stuff waiting on us, emails. But
oh, yeah.
With you being back, it wouldn't be fair if we didn't bring back your segment, which is called Breaking News.
Say what? Hit me 2 times.
God damn it, you are really milking the fact that you bet. Fine, breaking news.
Hit me 3. No, I'm just joking.
Really?
I had to. All right. I had to try it.
Fine.
All right. Well,
don't hurt yourself. You get back to work now. Look at you. Don't hurt
yourself. I'm still relaxing while I'm working.
Are
this
you?
Is awesome. Anywho, teacher allegedly hog ties a 2-year-old when she would not take a nap.
Please continue.
All right. California parents John and Mary Rowe are suing Centerpoint Church and Preschool, alleging that their 2-year-old daughter's teacher hogtied her when she wouldn't take a nap. Don't ask us how immobilizing a kid with masking tape is supposed to be a signal that it's sleepy time. According to the lawsuit, teacher Angela Calcagno, not only bound the girl's hands and feet with tape, but also tormented her mother by showing her a cell phone picture of the girl after she'd been wrapped up like a priority mail package. Wow. Calcagno's acts of hog tying the 2-year-old Jane Rowe, then leaving her lying there despondent while she sadistically took pictures of the bound little toddler. Wow. We're extreme and outrageous, the couple's lawsuit says. How do you feel about that, sir?
All right, off the top. No, you go ahead first. You go ahead first.
Come from a person that has...
You just had a kid, so this is kind of personal.
No, I'm not even going to go to the child.
You can.
I'm not going to go there. I'm going to bring it to him eventually.
All right.
Coming from a person that has worked in a daycare, I can see. And I was a teacher's aide at a preschool.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how this lady did that.
All right. Do you agree with it? Or
do I agree with her taking pictures of it? No.
Okay. All right. Beat the shit out of the kid, but do not take pictures of it. All right. I got that.
I didn't say beat the kid.
Or hog tie.
I had an incident with the child. You know, the child thought he was my favorite child in the classroom.
Was this you?
Hmm?
Was this you?
What do you mean, was this me?
This article.
No, this lady.
Is this you?
This is a while ago. I had a thing with the child, you know, with one of the children that was in the class that I was assistant teaching in. And we know we were all playing with the kids and having, and so I just to mess with the little boy, he went to sit down and I pulled his chair from under him.
The fuck is wrong with you?
This was a long time ago.
Bullshit. When you say long time, this was Thursday. But anyway, continue.
So, it wasn't the fact that I pulled the chair from under him that he was upset about. It's the fact that he thought he was my favorite.
Oh, you fucking turned on him!
By doing that, I reduced him down to the level where everyone else was at.
Oh.
And he didn't like that. He told his mom. And
I'm completely on his side.
His mama, when y'all got into it, it was crazy.
No, please elaborate. You said his mama got into it. What else happened?
My boss kind of hung me out to dry. I didn't lose my job.
I would have fired your ass.
I didn't lose my job.
Immediately.
I didn't lose my job.
The level of firing. I couldn't fire you fast enough. All right, back to this lady hog-tying the person.
So, but I can understand how a child can get in your nerves that much.
And you say this as a new parent.
Now, as a parent.
I come home, do I have to worry about my son being hog-tied?
Because you know what the difference is with having your own child? You can actually teach them different.
But what if you need hog-tied?
I'm not going to hog-tie my son.
He's I
wouldn't hog-tie that kid. I mean, but you know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't have hog-tied that kid, but you will
pull the
chair from under him.
No, it was done.
You're fucking bully, man.
No, it was done in play. It was not
was
done.
Was it?
Yes, it wasn't done maliciously. The little boy just got mad because he's like, he thought he was my favorite. And the teacher that was over the class,
you
she was like,
bullied him.
I told you not to,
You
not to engage him, but kind of make him seem like he was my favorite. I didn't do it on purpose, but that's just the way it turned out. But it all worked out. I didn't get fired, so.
It all worked out because you didn't get fired. You have emotionally crushed this little motherfucker, but you didn't get fired.
He still loved me after that. He was just like, this is supposed to be my favorite person. How could you, motherfucker? I look back on it now and it's funny. But now being a mom, I feel a little bit differently.
No, shit!
Alright, as far as the hog tie.
But hog tie is a bit much.
Really?
It's a bit much.
How was that different from you and the kid?
Hog tying. Here's the thing. You can't do that. No matter how you can isolate the child, you can do all these little other things, or make them sit up. They'll eventually go to sleep. If they don't, their parent have to do it when they get there. Like, that's one thing about school. A lot of kids, when you put them down for a nap, they don't take naps anyway. So
it's okay to hog tie.
It's not okay to hog tie. Now, she was completely wrong for hog tying.
But she could have did everything else.
All right.
So, she could have did something else besides hog time. She could have said, hey, sit up here with me.
She could have put a chair from under.
Shut up, Sam.
She could have. You did it.
Shut up. No. She could have had the child sit at the table with her while she took a break. Because you can't leave the room with them anyway. So, she could have said, like, some kids would not go to sleep when we put them down for naps. So, guess what we had to do? They sit at the table. While we watch TV or did we did while they was taking a nap.
Everything you said sounds like bullshit to me. After you just told me what you just did to this child.
I didn't do anything to him. Stop saying it like that.
You pulled the chair from under him, thus making him. You could fracture his ass. You ever thought about that? Alright.
Whatever.
You could fracture his ass. But you didn't, and it all worked out because you got a chance to keep your job.
I kept my job.
Because at the end of the day, that's what really counts.
It wasn't done in the militia. He didn't hurt himself. It was not done like that. He just was mad because
I'm not putting you on the trial, okay?
He loved me, and he felt as though, like, how could you do this?
Okay. Betrayal versus hog tie. You betrayed the shit out of that kid.
Whatever, guy.
Okay, all right. So, you hurt him and you emotionally scarred him.
I didn't emotionally scar him, Sam. Stop saying that.
You betrayed him.
I didn't betray him.
When he trusted you the most. All right. Fuck it. You got any more breaking news over there?
I don't even know no more.
Yeah, I don't. I'm starting to question a lot of stuff about you. But anyway, we'll keep going with breaking news.
The family that gets DUIs together stays together.
Mm-hmm. So this is my family reunion.
Pretty much.
All right, then. Continue. Please, continue.
I was reading something on there.
Well, finish reading.
Okay. All right. You just made me mad. Anywho, the mother-son duo will also spend the next 3 months riding public transportation together. An unfortunate incident in parental bonding began when 27-year-old Ontario, Canada man was arrested for driving under the influence and taken to jail. But when his 53-year-old mother came to pick him up, the same police officer thought her breath smelled like a distillery, too. He gave her a breathalyzer test, which she probably failed. Both of them were charged with DUIs and had their licenses suspended and their cars impounded for 90 days. Hopefully someone will tape their cute mother-son mugshots to the family photo album. Wow.
All right. Honestly, it's not really that bad. See, a lot of people get a lot of flack for DUIs, but you can get a DUI for pretty much anything at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say I got pulled over. I'll use a perfect example.
I'm listening.
One of my boys got pulled over. Now, he was not drunk. He was not under influence or anything like that. However, he just came back from the pharmacy and had a pill bottle on the passenger seat. And he got pulled over for 5 over, just a regular speeding ticket. However, since he had that pill bottle right there, boom, DUI.
That would be a DWI.
DUI, he got one. It's like little.
Well, some states don't. Some states don't call them DUIs.
You're DWIs. It's all the same thing.
Some states call them DWIs.
All right, check this out. One more story. All right, I'm not saying driving under influence, you should do it.
But
in that case,
I would say, son, you're going to have to stay there.
Yeah, yeah.
Until tomorrow, I'll be there to get you first thing in the morning. Mama been drinking tonight.
All right, check this. It's one other dude. My boy, I'll throw his name out there. Tony. Mm-hmm. You know Tony. You met Tony. All right, check this out. He got a DUI on some bullshit, too. Mm-hmm. Tony figured out he was under the influence. He had way too much to drink, right? Mm-hmm. But he slept in his car.
Really?
He's slapping his car. He's in the back seat. He's about to sleep it off. He understands what's going on.
Okay.
However, he put the keys in the ignition to, like, get the heat going in the car. Mm-hmm. And then he turned it off. But then after that, the keys are still in the ignition. Cop saw his car in the parking lot, right?
Okay.
In park. Everything. Only problem is keys were still in the ignition. Oh. DUI.
Well, he wasn't driving.
So what? Keys was in the ignition.
Oh, that don't make sense to me.
It's crazy, man.
But do you know how many cops drive under the influence?
It don't matter. It don't. Whose side of the law are you on?
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying. I'm not making light of what we just heard. But it's some shit with DUIs where you have to at least have like a concrete, like if the car was in motion, if you caught me driving, because I know I got the little drunk knowledge going here, but the pedophile thing, the red dot over your house, sex offender.
Yeah.
Like if you take a pee outside, like
going to sex offender.
Right? Yeah. A cop told me like, hey, one day I had to go. And a cop buddy of mine was just like, look, Sam, don't pee outside because you got your dick out. Yeah. But you got your dick out. I'm not peeing on the curb, even though I'm behind.
You can be behind a building.
I was in the alley behind a dumpster. And I really have to pee. But the fact is, I have my dick out in public. And in the off shot chance, a kid went in an alley. Behind the
first of all,
dumpster.
Why is the child in the alley?
Hold on, but that's not in question. The child in the alley behind the dumpster is not in question. They will look at Sam where you got your dick out. That's more acceptable. The child in the alley behind the dumpster is more acceptable than me peeing behind the. It's crazy. So some things you kind of gotta go with a grain of salt. In their case, yeah, mm-hmm. He should have sat his ass down, and she should have picked him up later. Now, mom, on the other hand, about that, okay. I think mom was just guilty.
Mama was stupid.
Yeah, mama's straight up guilty on that one. I can't.
I would have been like, son, mama been had a few, so I'm gonna come get you.
But that's the thing, you ain't never been drunk in a while since, you know, you had the kid, and when you are drunk, there's a lot.
Do you think about logic when you're drunk?
I do.
Like, if I'm driving, I will not. If I'm driving, I will not drink. And if I'm drinking, I will not drive.
Okay.
That's just me.
As a person who has driven drunk.
I won't say that too loud.
What? It's over.
It is.
It's sure. Over now. It's like, as a person who has driven under the influence, I have been in places where I was fucking blitzed. And you have to do, like, your drunk tricks to drive home.
I was with you on one of those places.
Yeah, I know.
And I was upset with you.
Whatever. But.
Because I'm like, Sam, I can drive. It's okay.
No, I will go so far before you drive my car.
I just drove your car yesterday.
That was in a game 7 type scenario when it was more like, fuck.
Sam, since we only have one car.
Whose fucking fault is that in this under the influence?
I wasn't
influence. So you want to throw personal business out in the street?
That's not personal business.
See?
We have one car.
As of right now, yeah, we do. Because you couldn't handle yourself.
Sam, what you mean I was pregnant when that happened? Calm down.
I'm just saying, man.
So you accuse me of drinking while pregnant now?
I'm not saying you're above it.
Wow.
I'm just saying, man.
Wow.
Just saying. So I'm just saying, you want me to finish the story? We want to go through your past of drinking.
Let's go ahead.
As a person, I've done all the tricks. I did the turn the radio as high as you can go.
Riding with the window down.
Turn the air conditioner. Or chewing gum. I don't know. It always
what does that do?
Believe it or not, when you chew. All right. As a person who have driven, like, kind of blitzed. That gum. I'm not saying it's the most logical thing in the world. But when you start chewing gum, the only thing you can go is, like, maintain, dog. Maintain. And you just, like, start chanting yourself. Like, honestly, it's a weird thing with, like, being under the influence driving. You know, knock on wood, I was never caught. But the thing is, there's a level of drinking and driving where you become the best fucking driver on the road. Like, there's a level, I don't know where it equals out. See, drinking is weird.
Okay, I'll give them a story about Sam trying to drive.
Hold on, hear me out. Drinking is weird.
You finish your statement. Let me get this story out right quick.
Hold on.
It's going to tie into what you're saying.
All right, go ahead.
Now, I'm not going to disclose where we were at when this happened, but it was a couple months back, and we went out, and Mister, I said, Sam, let me drive. He was like, no, I got this. I said, okay. All right, you got this. So he knew the way home driving drunk. No, not I did tell him where to go, but he still knew how to get home. Once I told him the main street to turn down, he knew how to get home. So the next day comes up, he's like, "How do we?" Not saying how do we get home. You were like, "I kind of filled you in on what happened last night." You're like, "Yeah, we took Woodward all the way back." I'm like, "No, we didn't. Yes, we did." I said, "We did not take Woodward." So he argued with me about which way he took home, even though he knew the way home while drunk. Crazy.
Yeah, because there's a level of drinking. All right, when you're drunk. All right, hold on. Let's break it down. When you're drunk, your body, whatever the brain does, it turns into instinctual. Everything you do is instinctual.
I get that.
Okay. So, if you haven't drunk that much, if you haven't got to that instinctual level, that knowledge plus instinct kicks in. So that's like when you're I've joking about it on this podcast a lot. When you drink to a certain point, I call it talent juice, because you are in the zone. Now some people can't handle their liquor. I'm not talking about those people. But there's a level of drinking where you're at the apex of the best of everything you can do. You're the funniest. You are the most coordinated. It's like everything falls into place. Mm-hmm. This is like a fucking PSA for alcohol. This is like this. But if you have one more drop of alcohol, everything you did goes completely to shit. It's a weird balancing act. I like that zone. That is a good fucking zone. Like, you are a goddamn champion. I mean, in every sense of the word. But if you have one more drop of alcohol, you fade. And you just become the definition of drunk. You start fucking up. And here's another thing, too. You may not have another drop of alcohol, but if you sober up a little bit, too, you're not in the zone either.
Okay.
So you got to be hydrated enough. You got to have that, whatever that level of alcohol is, that's what you got to have in you to be the best. Because when you start sobering up, you start fucking up, too.
And I can gauge Sam's drunkenness on how much he suggested we should do it.
See, once again, back to champions. Okay, first of all, you just had a kid. Captain Morgan was involved. I'll be the first to admit it. And I think I was at the best of my sexual encounters because a kid came out of it. Can't get no better than that. Like, that's...
Okay. Biblically speaking, that's why you're supposed to have sex, you know, because, you know.
Sex is made for the enjoyment of married people.
For procreation. It was made for procreation.
What?
It was
recreation.
It was made for procreation.
Made for the enjoyment of those that are married.
Is it? Is it?
We have spent way too much time on this. You got another one over there?
Yes,
we got a
shit ton
because we haven't been doing this in a while. And
all right.
Well. Well, we got one more breaking news.
Hey, all right. A well-meaning mom was fired for selling Girl Scout cookies at her work.
Was she selling Samoas? Because if she was selling Samoas, she's completely fucking forgiven.
Tracy Lewis worked on the American University campus for 28 years as an employee of food services provider Bon Appetit. That all ended when Lewis was fired for selling her daughter's Girl Scout cookies in the on-campus convenience store. Lewis, a single mother, says she never pressured any customers to buy the cookies.
Really?
She simply stacked them on a cart in the store. I can't profit for selling the cookies, she says. I was just trying to help my daughter raise money for trips and stuff. Bon Appetit said, they wouldn't comment, but her daughter's troop leader did. A cookie mom is a selfless person. Alina McClurkin says, I don't think anyone should be terminated for doing such a charitable thing.
I do. I do. I really do. Because, all right, off the top.
You're just mad because you want some Samoas. That's all.
True. True. I'm not disputing that. That actually fuels my argument, but there's a reason why she got fired. I'm sorry. You go ahead. You tell your reasons. I'll shut up.
Okay. I mean, I understand what she did, but she has to, you know, also think about, you're at work. A lot of times, even at my job, even at my place of employment, we can't sell Avon. Things that are in a book, and we don't even have the actual product. It's just things you order out of a catalog. We can't sell those actual things, so we can't. They don't really like us bringing in cookie forms and all those other things kid has, the cookie dough, the popcorn, all of the other crap. So they don't really want us bringing those things in. But so she has the actual product, and she's selling at a convenience store. That means she has to separate their money from her money. It's just too much money and things exchange of hands. So I can understand why they wouldn't want that. And it's not a campus product. So.
And that's kind of what I was getting at. Like, all right, back to your job. A job like that where you, all right, your job is kind of a dick because it's not, you guys don't sell anything or anything like that. But it does cause a distraction. And that may be...
Have you been to my job before? My whole job is a distraction.
Well, yeah, but y'all all fucking hens there. Like, anyway, my whole point with that is it's an outside distraction. But in her case, I would have fucking fired her ass too.
Why would you have fired her?
Off the top. You said it because it's not a campus product. Two, like the money changing hands thing, that's an iffy subject. It's not worth firing somebody. But here's what it is firing for. The advertising and the amount of effort that it takes to get regular fucking people in the store means she's now exploiting that their advertising for whatever it is to get in the store.
Like
to
if
sell
somebody
her
came
own
in
shit.
There, came, or somebody's coming there solely like she had.
Like if somebody's in
the store
in
had 25 customers come in a day.
Uh huh.
And out of those 25 customers, only 20 of those people, 20 of those people are buying these cookies and not buying anything else. So that means they only averaging, they're only having 5 customers that actually come in and buy actual products in the store, meaning they're not profiting. So that means once these cookies are gone,
That's it. All right. So that's like me saying this.
And
we're not
making any money off of this.
All right. If I'm talking about Oreos, okay. If you're in a store, Oreos, Hydrox, like, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oreos, Hydrox, Chips Ahoy, these are all the cookies, right?
Okay.
But I got Girl Scout cookies. Now, I didn't pay money for these Girl Scout cookies because they're yours. I'm the store owner.
Okay.
I should have said that earlier, but if I'm store owner, I've already paid the money for the goddamn Oreos, Hydrox, Chips Ahoy, whatever other cookies I got. Now, this outside cookies, that's the shit, is going to show up. And now I'm just sitting on stock because I already spent my money and I ain't going to get no profit from it because, quite honestly, you can't beat fucking Girl Scout cookies. Mm-hmm. Girl Scout cookies is just shit. So, what, Girl Scouts cookies sell around this time? So, it's about, what, two months? It's always little. It's always but whatever that time is.
You got some parents that have, that keep the boxes. You got some parents have them throughout the year.
All right, but for the most part.
But it's not a thing you can go readily, like Oreos, you can go readily buy
them
in the store.
Right, exactly. So, people are more likely not to buy my shit, the Oreos, the Chips Ahoy, the Hydrox, whatever you buying as far as cookies.
Hydrox, that's the bootleg Oreos, right?
Yes, they are. Hey, why you bullshitting Hydrox? Hydrox was the shit. Like, my family, look, I grew up in a world not like you, where everything was handed to you. So,
Sam, have a seat.
I'm just saying, sometimes
my
you had to go. You had to go to that middle of the shelf, motherfucker. Like, sometimes, what? You afraid of Hydrox?
I've had Hydrox before.
Look.
But I've had Oreos more, I'm just saying.
Exactly. I've had
Sam, I've met your mother. Trust me, I don't think y'all had Hydrox.
I am a, look, ever since our child came here, let me tell you something about grandmothers. Grandmothers are fucking liars. Every grandma listening to me right now is a liar. I take that back. You guys are not liars. You're hypocrites. You are hypocrites. Whatever you did to your kid, you ain't doing to your grandkid, motherfucker. Like, my son will see Oreos. I have Hydrox.
Nigga, you seen Oreos.
Instead of Chips Ahoy. God, what the fuck do we have?
Chips Deluxe. Well, not Chips Deluxe.
No, it wasn't Chips.
Chips aplenty.
It was something dumb. Spartan brand. That's all I gotta say. Spartan brand chocolate chip cookies.
I'm trying to think what the name of. If y'all know the name of,
if
please
you
oh
know. Man, if you know the name, hit us up on Twitter, Sam11, or what is your new Twitter handle now?
I heart Tasha Mack. Oh, y'all came back with a new Twitter handle.
Hashtag cookie names. It just
generic cookie names.
Generic cookie names. Hashtag generic cookie names. If that's what it is, I know a Spartan brand like a motherfucker. That was the
Kmart got a brand. What is it called? And Carl got some chips.
Kmart is American something.
But it's like something like Ahoy. What's another word for Ahoy?
Hi. Hello.
Hello chips. I don't.
Hello
know.
Chips. Hello, chips.
Nah, have my phone. I got to Google it.
No, fuck that. Let the fans do it. We got a few more fans.
Because I've been thinking about it all day.
Hello, chips.
What up, chips?
Like, because, you know what's interesting? The reason I want the fans to do it, we are going to see some other shit that we not talking about. Whatever your generic cookie names in your store, just and tell us what it's supposed to be. Like, the generic Oreos, we all know Hydrox.
It's another name for it.
Hold on. Here's my favorite of the
sandwich cookies.
It was sandwich cookies.
But you know you're rich when you can go buy Lorna Doones.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
You know what Lorna Doones are?
Oh, no, yeah. See, that's a level of our growing up right there. I have no fucking clue of what that is.
Pecan sandies and sandy shortbreads.
Anything? Okay, first of all, I didn't see anything made by a fucking Keebler elf until I was able.
I love your mama house. Your mama did have some Keeblers.
Now, see, you see it now. Growing up, anything made by the fucking Keebler elves, I did not see.
I don't believe it.
Didn't see no fucking Fudge Supremes. I didn't see any pecan sandies.
I don't believe you.
Every time I reach for the Keebler, anything with that fucking Keebler elf, goddamn Hobbit, on the fucking package, I was told to put it up and look at the floor. That's what I was. Put it up and
was
look
that
at the floor.
Kid that used to go in the store, your mom give you that speech every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Don't look at nothing. Don't ask for
nothing. Yep. Put it up and look at the floor.
See, I didn't get that speech.
You didn't get to put it up and look at the floor.
Nope.
And throughout the,
But you got to forget I was raised by my grandmother.
No shit. Because parents are hypocrites. You got grandma, so you understand the shit. You understand the good shit. Like, Keebler. I didn't have any Keebler anything. Nutter Butters. I didn't eat a Nutter Butter until I was about 16.
Shut up, Lion.
Dead serious. Fucking serious. I have had peanut butter cookies. I've had the peanut butter sandwich. I've had the, now here's where it's just fucked up. Where it says peanut butter sandwich cookies, the generic name, it was, nut and something. It was something nut. It's hashtag generic cookie dance if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Something nut.
And I'm trying to make it seem like I just had such a bougie upbringing.
I think you did. Sam, I really think you did.
I'm not going to disclose where I was raised. But people that know me know where I was raised at. I don't think that's bougie at all.
Off the top, here's why I know I had a Nutter Butter when I was 16. I was on a date. And I was with the young lady. And the young lady, we stopped by the grocery store. We stopped by Meijer. And we had to pick up some cookies. She says, I like Nutter Butters.
I'm sure she meant semen.
And no, she actually meant Nutter Butters as cookies, because I thought she meant semen, because I'm like, yeah, I'm full of that. But she actually meant Nutter Butters, right?
All right.
And when, like, you know, she looked at me like I was a dumbass, because she was like, you never had Nutter Butters? I'm like, no, what are they? And she picked up Nutter Butters. And she bought it. She opened it up. And she says, have one. Right then and there. Have one. I'm like, all right. Whatever. They taste like, and I'm blanking on the name, whatever the nut cookie I'm thinking of. Whatever the off-brand nut cookie I'm thinking of. I'm like, well, they taste like this. And I said that name. Mm-hmm. And the look she gave me was like, she should have just said peasant. She just called me a fucking peasant right then and there. Because the look she gave me was like,
this broke nigga here.
Exactly. Exactly. Peasant. I know we're going off on a goddamn tangent when it comes out of cookies. But, alright. You game.
Alright. Somebody sends me on cookies. Sam, what's your favorite cookie?
Oh, fucking Samoa's by the Girl Scout cookies.
That's your favorite all-time cookie.
All-time. This is why I want her to be fired. Because, like, I can't. I'm a little jealous because I can't get them all the time. But I get it.
That's like me. My favorite cookie is, if you know what this is, tweet us about this too.
Generic cookie name.
It's not a generic cookie. It's Mrs. Fields.
See, right then and there.
I have two. Mrs. Fields, they have these toffee cookies.
Fucking bougie.
Oh my God. They're awesome. They have toffee chips in them.
Fucking bougie.
They're the best cookies ever.
Yep.
Also, the double chocolate chips from Subway.
See that right there? See that right there? Bougie. Fucking bougie, man.
Dude.
Fucking. What?
How am I bougie, though?
Because
I like Mrs. Fields cookies.
Yes.
And I'm partial to Toll House.
See, that's just. All
right, I gotta go home and bake myself.
I am going to shut the fuck up now, because you are now just proving my point now.
What?
Now, you are just now proving my point. Yeah.
That I'm quote unquote bougie?
Yes, and grandparents are hypocrites and everything you just said, because I have no knowledge of that.
Sam.
Until I was about 15, 16.
You are lying to me.
No.
I cannot believe.
I have seen the commercials. Don't get me wrong. I have seen the commercials as a child. I've seen the advertisements as a child.
I can't.
But I have not experienced that. I don't know what they are until I had enough money to go buy them for myself.
Sam, you are the same person. I'm going to put you out there. You are the same. Your mom and daddy bought you not only one, but two cars.
Yep.
Probably three.
Yep.
But he didn't taste Nutter Butter. But I didn't get a car until I was 18, and I bought it myself.
Because those weren't cookies. I had to pick. Cookies or a fucking car. I'm going to pick the fucking car. Get my own goddamn cookies.
Have a seat.
Anyway.
Have several
look,
seats.
We don't cool it with the breaking news. Granted, we got a lot
that
more.
That was the last one anyway.
Oh, okay, cool.
What's the
because day? We ain't answered no questions in like 8 weeks since somebody been here. We had some fucking questions. As always, I'm looking at these questions. I hope, pray to God that these people are still going through these problems so I can at least chime in, but...
Sam, they waiting on you to answer questions. They need to go and break up with
but to be
man.
Fair, to be fair, online we have been answering questions via Facebook, via Twitter, or, you know, the email account. And if you got questions, comments, concerns, queries, whatever, you can always hit us up at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. One more time, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. It's on samshownation.com under the contact button. You could do it that way if you want to do it the lazy way. Great. Now that we got all of that, first question comes from Jen. Jen writes, Sam, did I scare this boy away?
Yes.
Probably. But to be fair to all Jen, right, let's answer her question. This guy wanted to get to you. All right. First of all, I'm not a dumbass for reading these questions. You guys write it this way, and that sounds slow for reading it.
You do sound a little slow.
I'm reading it as it says. One more time. This guy wanted to get to know me more. I don't read these questions before I do this, so that's why I sound like a retard. I may have to read these questions so I don't sound like a fucking retard. But anyway, one more time. Seriously, we'll get into it. You know, out of all this time, we never had a, like, little sweeper or sound effect for questions.
We have not.
Yeah, I'm not going to change that. I'm just saying it's an observation. We've been doing this shit for 3 years.
Sure.
All right, whatever. Sam, did I scare this boy away? Jim, we're going to get to your question. I swear to God. This guy wanted to get to know me more. We talk once, 2 times a week. He texted me to say that he was sad about work. We ended on a good note, but I texted him 2 days later to say, I hope you're feeling better, and he never answered, and it's been a week and a bit. We planned to hang out when we were both in town, but now I'm not sure about this happening. Did I scare him off? Should I not text him and wait for him to contact me first? What should I do? You want to get this one? Because
I'm
ready.
He hasn't responded to you in, what, a week?
Yeah, it's a week.
If somebody, I learned this. If somebody really, really want to talk to you, regardless of what's going on, they'll call you. Like this guy that's sitting here next to me. At the beginning of our relationship, we had a little thing like that. Where I didn't hear from him probably maybe 2-3 days.
Because I'm fucking busy.
But.
Respect the gangster.
Well, what he told me was like, I got a ticket and he just came with us all this
stuff.
Yeah,
I got shit to do that don't involve
but
you. You
come
knew.
To find out. Come to find out. You were, I think, breaking it off with your other chicks.
That's not true. That's not true. Not true.
That's what you told me.
No.
Eventually you told me that.
No, I said, the shit I had going on. Does not involve you. Yeah, I got tickets. I got like some work related stuff. But then on top of that, I want to say, like, there was some stuff where I'm just kind of like, eh. Yeah, I had to break it off. But that was nothing not warranting me calling. That's
but
what I'm getting at.
He did call. And my point is, even though he had been doing all of that, he did call. My point I'm making to you is, my dear, that if it's going a guy, if he's really interested in you, he will find a way to call you, no matter what. So if it's been a week, don't call him. Let it ride. Start talking to somebody else. Get your mind off of it. If talking to somebody else makes you happy, everybody don't roll like that.
Well, I'm not saying you're wrong,
but I just say just let it ride. Especially if you don't have that much invested. Let it ride. If y'all just friends, if y'all just trying to start something new, let it ride.
That's kind of what I was getting at. Because how many times have you contacted him in the in-between time? Did you scare him away? I would like to say yes. But why is because the amount of times you contact him, you focused on him a lot in his email. But if you say you ended on a good note, you text him 2 days later. You
a
got
a good note according to who?
According to, exactly. That's what I'm getting at. What the fuck happened? But the same token, if you ended on a good note, you kind of got to wait for him to come back. Because if you keep hitting him, regardless of how good your good note is, you know, you're souring it. You don't want to, you know, you did it. You soured him. Because he don't want to be sitting around. You don't want to be sitting around waiting. You want an obvious, you want a definite answer. But
who wouldn't?
I get that. But, you know, this motherfucker could be busy. We don't know. You don't know what he's doing. That's the thing.
He honestly, I'm not saying this to say guys suck. He could have another situation going on. You just don't know.
He could be ending it about your ass. Could be. But you're never going to see it.
He could have had a death in the family. No, if somebody's going through something traumatic and they're focused on that, you can't expect them to beat you every beck and call because it's not going to happen. Let's say it's something traumatic. If let's say he lost somebody in his family. You're not going to be on his mind unless y'all really have something going on and you're his source of comfort. And it's too early for you to be a source of comfort.
We are murdering this woman's self-esteem.
So I told her, my advice to her is to just chill out. If you need to talk to somebody else, talk to somebody else. It is plenty more fish in the sea. As I heard on my favorite show, Duck Dynasty, there at least is 5 million more people in the world that you can talk to.
6 billion.
I'm just saying, out of them 6 billion, you got 5 million available to you. 7 billion,
really. Anyway, I hope that helps. Next question comes from Lunamac.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, hey, whatever. Says, was I wrong for saying this? Here we go. Mm-mm. I want to just take on a limb to say yeah, but I don't know. Here we go. Said, was I wrong for saying this? Lunamac. I have friends who smoke weed occasionally.
All right.
I do too. I'm assuming, well, he asked me, have I ever been around weed? And I said, yes. I was in a car full of people smoking it. Okay, I see where this is going right now. Sorry, buddy. I've just finished just jumping to it. I was in a... And they asked me twice if I wanted to try it, but I said no. The smell was foul, and I felt really uncomfortable that... Their people were cool about it, but they were still weird. I have hung out with them since. He then asked me if it were legal, would I try it? I said no, and he said why. Like he was offended or shocked. I just don't want anything to do with weed. I don't care about if people smoke it, as long as they don't come around me with it. Weed isn't my thing, and I don't want to be it. So why would anyone have a problem with that? Is society backwards nowadays or something? Oh, I got something to say about this. But you want to take this one?
We are in a society, yes, where everybody seems as though they smoke weed. There are more people that smoke weed than people that don't smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's like when, let's say, somebody smokes cigarettes and you ask them not to smoke in your house or smoke around you, and they get upset about it. Because they think, because they do it, that everyone else does it. Are you lame because you don't want to smoke weed? No, it's your choice. Those are your lungs. You value your brain cells. Can't get mad at you about that. And you're not condemning people for smoking. You're not condemning other people from smoking, which is good, too. So, my whole thing is, you know, he does not have a reason to get mad at you. And you shouldn't feel bad because you'd rather not partake. Now, have you ever smoked weed? Is my question.
All right, well, she said, in the beginning.
Oh, she did say yeah?
Yeah, she did.
I didn't catch that.
It's just not her thing. All right.
There's nothing wrong with that. Don't feel bad because you choose not to do something.
All right, yeah, and that's kind of what I was getting at, too. Look, I am not a weed guy. Anybody who listens to this podcast knows I'm a fucking drinker. If there was ever a goddamn drinker, it's me. But I have experimented with the cannabis.
We all have.
But it's just not my thing. And Luna, maybe weed isn't your thing. I get that. It's just not your thing. So, was you wrong for saying that? No. Because you put your guard down. You said, look, this is my thing. And it is what it is.
Now, I got
but what they're doing. Hold on. What I want to hit them with. What they're doing is classic peer pressure. Because since your thing isn't their thing, they want to bring you over. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that's just par for the course. That's just the territory of it. But for what you did, you're not wrong for saying it, and it is what it is. But you're not wrong for saying it, but you put your foot down. As long as you don't give in to said peer pressure, you straight, man. And quite honestly, they hanging out with you after the fact, so you'll be fine either way.
What I was going to suggest you do, Luna, is go get a crack pipe.
Really?
Hear me out.
Really? I want to hit it with... All right.
Yes, the baby's coming. You hear
Yeah, because everybody with this crack pipe ideas, we just like, what the
All right, go get a crack pipe. And I'm saying get a crack pipe, something outrageous. You can get it. You can even get a syringe and make it and simulate the fact that you are shooting up heroin and see how quick they look at you. While they rolling up their weed or smoking their weed, break out your crack pipe. You ain't got to smoke crack. Just simulate the fact that you are doing crack and watch how quick you get dirty looks. And say, oh, you gave me dirty looks because I don't smoke weed. I should get dirty looks because you don't smoke crack. It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Okay, first of all, that could backfire so fucking fast. Because what if they love the idea of crack?
I was waiting for somebody to break out a crack pipe.
So I know. So now you're like, oh shit. So now you fucked up Luna because she doesn't have crack to a crack party.
I get you.
Now you fucked it up. Whoa.
What?
Look at the fucking screen.
What? Oh yeah.
All right, goddammit.
Just paid
attention. Hold on, wait, what's that? Luna, I hope we answer your question, but we are watching TV here in Den, and we just saw a commercial for the next Maury. And that's somebody we know.
Oh, somebody that I don't want to know anymore.
Somebody you dated.
I didn't date him. Stop that.
Hey, guys.
When you date somebody, you go somewhere with him. I never went anywhere with him.
But did you ever think you'll see him on fucking Maury?
No, I never thought in a million years I would see him on Maury.
But shit, I know. I was looking at it too. But
the fact that I just seen that commercial,
he's here.
It's beyond me.
Okay, here's what we're about to do.
What's that?
I like coming back to the Den shows because the Den shows we could do all this stuff. And for the new listeners out there, are we finna wild the fuck out?
Oh Lord!
I'm
scared to see what's coming up.
I'm calling Drunk Podcast off the top.
Okay, if that's you.
But I'm not going to watch this by my goddamn
self. I'm going to put my professional hat on and say, don't do any drunk podcasts.
I won't go full drunk, but I can't talk for our boys. You know I'm going to get on the phone. I got to get on the phone. And I have to call my peeps for this one. We're going to have some guests for this day.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Dude, next podcast idea. We watch Maury.
Mm-mm.
Let's call Big Man. Let's call BK.
You're going to do it anyway, no matter how I advise you.
Sit down and watch Maury. Like,
what you want to do?
Look, Nation, that's what I call my podcast fans, Nation. Let me get down to it. Let me get down to the nitty gritty. We don't always do professional podcasts, if you will. It's not always cut and dry question answer interview stuff. We've been on the run with that lately. We like to wild out ourselves, especially when we're in the Den. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Garbage. I love Red Tape Riot, Shotgun Soul, Mayday, Karen Hubbard, all the other people who, the Sax Appeal, all the other people who's been on this podcast in the last ever. I love them. There's our professional hat. They ain't never stepping to the Den. I invite them to step in the den, and whoever else who may be listening to me. I'm looking at you, you know, next pop star or actor or whatever. You're more than welcome to come on this podcast.
I'm looking at you, Idris Elba.
Really? Really? All right, fine. Idris Elba. I like to talk to Stringer Bell.
My
goddamn self.
I'm looking at you, Mark Wahlberg.
I
even go to the wrestling side. I'm looking at you, Roman Reigns of the Shield.
If that's the case, I'm looking at you, CM Punk.
I'm actually just at this point naming people on my 50 list.
At this point, oh shit, because Shirley Manz was on my 50 list.
I know.
That shit was cool. But anyway, I'm looking at you, CM Punk. I'm looking at you, John Cena, Jack Swagger, AJ Styles.
Oddly enough, CM Punk will make it on my 50 list. There goes.
Anyway, back to what we were saying. Oh, big shout out. I'm saying this. If you're in the Detroit area, I'm calling you out, guy. Jay Moore. I would love the podcast with Jay Moore.
I'm looking at you, Bill Burr. Somebody else.
Oh, Bill Burr, too.
Somebody else is on my 50 list, surprisingly.
Aisha Tyler. Even though I met her, which was awesome.
Why is Bill Burr on my 50 list?
Either way, can we get back to the point?
All right, fine, go.
When you come in the den, we like to wild out. And there will be alcoholic beverages. Actually, here's what's going to happen.
I don't encourage this.
This is now a part two. This is now a cliffhanger podcast because next show, I'm calling Big Man. And I'm calling out BK. Let's see if they come over and watch our buddy Vito, who's on Maury.
Why'd you just say his name?
Fuck it, man. I mean, we didn't give his last name, so it should be all right. There's a lot of Vitos out there, right?
I guess. Maybe.
All right. Either way. The Vito that may or may not have dated my wife. He's on Maury. All right, here's what we're going to do. Here's the plan. We're going to DVR it because it's coming up. We are going to DVR this episode of Maury with Vito on it. I'm not going to watch it. We're going to cool out. I'm going to call Big Man. I'm going to call BK because I'm pretty fucking sure they want to see this shit too. And when I call them, I'm finna run, go get another handle of Captain Morgan, and go on a beer run, and we are gonna drink, and then we're gonna watch this show.
All right.
And whatever happens, happens.
All right. Well.
But speaking of shows, we're running out of show right now. I guarantee the next podcast will be the Maury episode. And with that Maury episode, make sure that baby sleep. Well, granted, it's next week for you guys.
Then he makes more noise.
I know. It's next week for you guys, but it's a couple hours from right now. And I want to say this, man. I'm so amped about this podcast. I'm not going to watch the Maury because I got to watch with my guys. But from here on out, I want y'all to go to samshownation.com. Check out any other podcast.
All right, babies. Baby wants to say bye to everybody.
No, baby is getting on the podcast. So maybe this is a good time to end. He started waking up around the time we start ending this podcast. So I want you guys to go to samshownation.com. Go through all. That's your home for all things Just Talk With Sam podcast. Hit us up on Twitter. I'm at SamShow11. Where you at?
I am at iHeartTashaMack.
And from there, we're going to go
on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, I forgot. Oh, shit.
We do have an Instagram page at Just Talking With Sam Show. It's Just Talking With Sam on Instagram. So
there you
just
go.
Look us up under Just Talking With Sam.
And we got the Facebook page that's been helping out a lot, and that is Facebook.com/Just Talking With Sam. And we got to show some love to the YouTube. Because we put one up with garbage.
You sure did. So go to YouTube. We have a little montage featuring the garbage, yeah, the garbage interview.
Slideshow.
So if you go on YouTube, look up.
But here on out, I promise, like when I tell Nation that I make a promise, we're going to put some more videos on the YouTube page. We have got to do that. But before we get into all of that, I am about to end this podcast, and I'm finna hit the liquor store. We finna get some good stuff going. And next week, next week, me, Big Main, BK, and whoever else want to come, part of the group, we're going to sit down and we'll watch our boy Vito on Maury, dog. I didn't even know he was on Maury. But until then, I will see you guys next week, SamShowNation.com, and peace out, y'all.